Welcome to Monday's Evening Jazz. I'm Robin Lloyd. In honor of Black History Month, we're taking a look into the career highlights of African-American artists and their contributions to the world of jazz and blues. Let's listen to a story from Dick Stein about pianist Jackie Byard.
Here's a story about a man who guided and taught many of the top players of the present day. A pianist, also skillful on a multitude of other instruments, a musician whose deep knowledge and love of all periods of jazz could take you from ragtime to stride to bebop, free jazz, and beyond, all in the space of one song. He was a brilliant player and a kind and patient teacher and mentor, but he did not suffer fools. I know, because I was there the night Jackie Byard called BS. One chilly night in New York City in the late 60s, I was in search of a last gasp of civilization before taking up a year's exile at an Air Force radar site in the Bering Sea. I found it, and more, at the Dom, an East Village jazz joint where pianist, multi-instrumentalist, teacher, and historian of jazz, Jackie Byard with his band, was playing. I'd known of and admired Jackie Byard from his time with the Maynard Ferguson Orchestra in the early 60s and later with the Charles Mingus and Mingus bandmate Eric Dolphy's bands. And that night at the Dom, his group was playing hard-driving, straight-ahead jazz, and I was soaking it up right by the bandstand. Good as it was, the evening's real entertainment didn't begin until Byard called the break. While Jackie leaned against the bar, the sax player, Clarence Sharp, known as C. Sharp, took the spare chair at my table. As we chatted, a clarinet player, make that a man with a clarinet, stepped up to play. Then, as today, there were many bad clarinet players working their mischief in this world, but this guy was ringing military-grade noise from Mr. Squeaky. The sounds he was producing bore no relationship to music as understood by earthlings. It only speculated what the audience thought about the sonic assault, but judging by their carefully held, rapt expressions and knowing nods, cynical young me figured they were thinking, "This sounds just like noise to me, but that must be because I'm just not hip enough to understand it. I'll pretend I can dig it, man, so I don't look like a square." Sharp, a first-rate alto player, was of course not taken in, and he and I were having a fine time, rolling our eyes and grimacing in mock agony, when Byard's bellow blasted from the bar.
"What the hell is this?"
Shocked silence descended upon the club. "Uh-oh," grinned Sharp, all but rubbing his hands together. "Here we go." Clarinet guy looked surprised. "Hey, man, I'm just trying to play my music."
"Music? That's not music. That's crap."
Clarence gleefully elbowed me in the ribs. Clarinet abuser tried to tough it out. "Well, just because you can't understand these kind of advanced musical concepts, man." He really shouldn't have said that. I'd heard that Jackie Byard had studied with the legendary Madame Chaloff in Boston. He'd go on to become Professor Byard at the New England Conservatory and the Manhattan School of Music, among others. Besides piano, he played and had taught alto and tenor saxophone, trumpet, trombone, bass and drums, and was known for his encyclopedic knowledge of jazz history, which informed his eclectic style. So, to say the least, Jackie Byard knew advanced musical concepts very well indeed. And he knew advanced musical baloney when he heard it, too.
"You can't play that thing at all! I bet you couldn't even blow a simple 12-bar blues. I'll even comp you."
He charged to the bandstand and began courting a blues. Into this trial by Byard, it became apparent to even the most determined would-be hipsters the clarinet guy had no musical ability at all. He was a kind of melodic black hole from which no music could escape. The previously deferential crowd now turned mean, adding their laughter and boos to Byard's hilariously profane running critique. Clarinet abuser fled into the East Village night. Byard took a little noblesse oblige bow. The rest of his band returned to the stage, and the night rocked on. For Black History Month, I'm Dick Stein.